Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. It'll be a happy day. Yes, a very happy day when you can again buy all the Kroger Tender Ray beef you want. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. But every day can be a glad day if you treat your family to Kroger's selected seafood. There's a plentiful supply, and it's yours at a money-saving price. You'll want to buy plenty, for every morsel is fresh and firm-fleshed and delicious. Every tantalizing bite is packed with that wonderful fresh-caught flavor, because Kroger's selected seafood is rushed to your neighborhood Kroger store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. And then, after delivery, that fine flavor is protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. And you've got a wide, tempting variety to choose from, too. Freshwater and saltwater fish. Fish for baking, for frying, for broiling, and fish for chowder. In short, everything you need for an exciting seafood dinner, one that's tops with the folks at home, is waiting for you at your Kroger store. So drop around and ask for Kroger Selected Seafoods. And don't forget, your neighborhood Kroger store is the only place where you can buy Kroger Selected Seafood. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though it's an established fact that Penny's vicious enemy, Jerry Manson, is in town, and to make matters worse, has met Bill Carver, Penny has not said anything about it to Jed and Grace Billings, her foster parents. For Jed and Grace are leaving for Mapleton today, and Penny is helping them with last-minute packing.
You're sure the suitcase is ready to be closed, Mother, hmm?
Well, if it isn't, Penny, I think you better close it just the same. It can't possibly hold another thing.
No, I don't think it can.
Oh, here, let me help
no,
you.
No, no, it's all right, I have it. At least I have half of it closed.
Oh, wait, I'll get the other side
all
of it.
All right. Oh, I guess I did need help with that.
Oh, I don't know why I tried to put so much into one suit. Oh, my goodness, the suitcase is open again.
Well, let's try again, both of us together this time.
Snap your lock shut first, Penny.
All right, there we go. Now, wait a minute, you just keep your end and I'll close that lock,
all right.
Too.
Anna, let's hope it holds.
Well, let's not talk about it. It might be listening.
Well, if it opens again, maybe Jed can do something to make it stay closed.
Well, he's a building contractor. He should be able to handle a suitcase.
Well, I should hope so.
Oh, aren't you proud of him, Mother?
What? Proud of him because he can keep a suitcase closed?
Oh, no, you know what I mean. Aren't you proud of him for the job he's getting in Mapleton?
Well, I know what you meant, dear. Yes, I'm proud of him. Don't you think I should be?
Oh, yes, indeed. The Mapleton Company wouldn't have asked Jed to come to work for them unless they thought he had a lot of ability.
I know. Jed has a great deal of ability. But I was always afraid it would never be recognized. Jed's not a young man anymore.
Jed's not an old man. In years, maybe he's a little above average.
A little?
Well, more than a little. Let's say he's lived a lot of years, but he has a young man's mind, a young man's outlook, and a young man's ability to do things.
You think a great deal of him, don't you, dear?
Oh, I think he's one of the finest men in the world.
Well, and I thought you had a better opinion of
him.
Why, that,
you old Snoop, you. You weren't supposed to be listening.
Jed, you ought to be ashamed.
Well, I am ashamed. I thought I rated better than just the finest man in the world.
Golly, I suppose I'll never forget this. You're never going to let me, are you?
I should say not. Now, anytime you don't agree with me about anything, I'll say, what? You won't agree with the finest man in the world?
Yeah.
Oh.
Say, what was that?
Penny, look, the suitcase.
No, not again.
Say, what's the matter with you girls? Don't you know how to close a suitcase? Dear, well, sort of full, isn't it?
Oh, here, let me help you, Jed.
What, and have it fly open again? No, no. Oh, I can handle an insignificant suitcase. There. Nothing to it.
Nope. Except that it'll pop open again any minute now.
Oh, no, Penny. Not when it's been closed by the finest man in the...
What were you saying, Jed?
Grace, you opened that suitcase when I wasn't looking.
I haven't touched it, Jed.
Jed, what's the matter? You look unhappy. Can't the finest man
now,
in the
child,
world...
Now, you don't have to keep remembering
that. Oh, but you were the one who wasn't ever going to let me forget it.
That's right, Jed.
Didn't say it wasn't right. I'll get some rope, Auntie. That'll hold that suitcase together. That's what'll fix it all right.
Well, he gave up sooner than we did.
Yeah, but we should have thought of tying it shut with rope, too. The locks obviously won't hold.
No, they obviously won't. Oh, dear, all that fuss and bother just because the suitcase won't stay closed. I have to hurry and finish packing. Jed doesn't want it to be noon before we get started.
Where will you spend the first night, Mother?
Oh, Jed knows a lovely inn at Willoughby. We're going to try to make it there by nightfall.
You won't let Jed drive after dark, will you?
Well, I don't think I'll have to argue with him about it. He doesn't like night driving any more than I do. Now that suitcase seems to be full, too. Now, have I forgotten anything?
Probably a lot of things, but don't worry about them. If you want anything, just write me and I'll send it to you.
Write you? Oh, Penny, it's going to seem so strange writing to you. I'm so used to seeing you every day.
Well, it's going to be strange getting letters from you, but I hope I get them, lots of them.
You will, dear.
Oh, Mother, don't cry. It's going to be wonderful for you. A new town, new friends, a lot of exciting new things. Well, you're starting out on an adventure.
Yes, I realize that, but I wonder if my adventure hasn't come too late.
Oh, Mother.
I'm not young anymore, Penny. Maybe I don't have any right to adventure.
Well, is that the way to talk? Does age have anything to do with it? Are you supposed to stop living just because you already have lived? It doesn't make sense.
No, I suppose it does.
Certainly does. No more worthy of new opportunities now that you've had others and know from experience how to handle them.
You know, sometimes, child, I think you're too old for your years.
Jed Billings, have you been listening again?
Over here, Jed. Give me the rope. I'll fix
it
up.
No. I'll tie up the suitcase, Grace. Thanks. No, I wasn't listening, child. I just heard the tail end of that remark of yours. Here, hold one end of the suitcase, will you, Grace?
All right, dear.
Well, you don't think I'm wrong, do you, Jed?
Oh, thanks, Grace. And now to slip the rope under it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I sure don't think you're wrong, child, else I wouldn't be traipsing off to a new job at my age. I'd be satisfied to grow old with the one I have. Yeah. Now, you can let it down, Grace.
All right. There.
Thanks.
Then, try to convince Mother, will you, Jed?
You don't really need convincing, do you, Grace? Down inside, you're as thrilled as a kid with a new puppy, isn't that right?
Say, who talked you into taking that new job?
You did, with a little help from Penny. And that's the answer. Put your finger on that knot there, somebody.
Mm-hmm, I will.
Oh, thanks, child.
Well, with that taken care of, I guess I'll close my small bag and we're ready. Car all packed, Jed?
Yep, all set to go. Yeah, better take your finger out from under that knot, Penny, unless you want to come along with us.
All right. I wish I were going.
I wish you were too, Penny.
Well, I'll come to see you soon.
Well, if you don't, we'll come down and see you. Well, that rope should hold the suitcase together all right. Shall we go, Grace?
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, Mother, don't feel badly.
Badly? I don't. Wait. I'm going on an adventure. Don't you remember it?
Is a genius at the piano.
Oh, of course. Forgive me.
Yeah, sure I will. Well, did you get your old lady and Mr. B off okay?
Yes, they're gone. What are you playing?
Not much. Just fooling around a little.
Suzanne home?
No, she's not. Took the kid up to the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gibbsy. Wipe off the sour puss. You know it ain't going to kill you because your old lady left town.
I know it.
Well, come on and smile a little bit, huh? What's to be down about, Gibbsy? Still got me, ain't you?
Yes, Freddy, I still have you.
Ah, now you're showing good sense. How's the voice today?
I'm afraid it's not too good.
Well, now, how do you know it unless you give it a try? Want to try?
No, Freddy, I'd rather not really.
Come on, Gibbsy. You don't want all this good piano to go to waste, do you? Let's see you warble up a couple notes.
No, Freddy, please, I don't want to sing.
Oh, now, cut out the yapping and sing, will you? It'll be good for you.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. Hey, try this one.
Save me a dream when stardust fills the sky, when the moon is high, think of me thinking of you.
Gibbsy, that was real good.
Thank you, Freddy.
You don't feel no better, though, huh?
No, I'm sorry. I just don't like the idea of Jed and Mother leaving town.
Well, I'll tell you something, Gibbsy. I don't like it much either.
Don't you?
No, I don't. I think it'd have been much better all the way around if they'd have stayed here and you left this town.
So Freddy is still trying to talk Penny into leaving town. Does he know Bill Carver's plans for Penny? Does he know when Bill and Jerry Manson are going to strike? Will he have the courage to tell Penny before it's too late? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Of course, you know that nowadays there's not much chance of getting fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. But do you know this? Do you know that right now your Kroger store has just what you want for a marvelous feast? It's Kroger's Selected Seafood, the finest flavored seafood in town. And what a variety! There's saltwater and freshwater fish, fish for baking, frying, and broiling. Once you try Kroger's Selected Seafood, you'll agree, too, that it's the finest flavored seafood in town. In fact, when you buy Kroger Selected Seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed.